So we have two beautiful stories for our reflection this evening. One story is the story of Abraham in the Old Testament, and the story of Jesus going up to mountain to have a word with his father. So two stories we have. You probably have seen, you know, when this morning I was in the ground, and there's some kids were playing, and one kid was a little bit, I think she was a bit scared because the ball hit her face and immediately ran to her mother. And the guy kicked the ball was me. anyway, she immediately ran to the mother, and she just started to, she didn't cry, it was, you know, but she was, you know, the mother was trying to help her, it's okay, and she was calm, and you know, you good girl, you can do it, go back and do it to father again, that kind of thing. And she's kind of encouraging the girl, you know, she was a bit of a downtime, but encouraged the girl to go back and do it again. Now, does Jesus need some encouragement to go up to the mountain and hear the voice, "You're my beloved son"? Does Jesus need that encouragement? Maybe so, he may need it. Because we see, before doing anything important in his life, that means when Jesus decided, okay, I'm going to preach a different message to the world. Now, we know the world is full of violence. We see the videos of people's heads being chopped off, you know, being shot, and all the things that happen around the world is full of violence. So, you know, when we look at Jesus, the guy who just wanted to preach love, he wanted to preach forgiveness. So when he started his ministry, there's this particular experience where he hears the word, "You are my beloved son. I am pleased with you." Now, once again, in his life, there is a turning point. The turning point is this. He's actually going to be killed by the Jews. So we have the gospel from Mark. Until now in Mark, after Jesus' baptism, he's working miracles and he's doing healings and, you know, he's going into people's house. He's challenging the authorities, the Pharisees and Sadducees. And some of the disciples, Peter, John, James, thinking, "This is cool. This guy is going to be the next king in Israel. We will be the right side and the left side. We have to make him a king very soon. He's going to give us the kingdom." But in all these temptations, you know, people are trying to make him the king. They want to build the kingdom with Jesus. They want to associate Jesus with this superhuman power, with all the prophetic and miraculous powers. But that's when Jesus knew his mission is not to get the reputation of the people. His mission is to really lay down his life. So he walked up the mountain again. He woke up the mountain again to be really, really rooted in his identity. And his identity, it's not his popularity as a miracle worker. It's not his identity is the guy who walked on the water. His identity is not the healing powers. His identity is not the guy who raised Lazarus from the dead. His identity at the end of the day is, "I am a son, well beloved, my father." It's not about what I do. It's not about what I have. It's about who am I? And he has to reiterate amidst the temptations that the disciples and the Jews and everyone is putting out there. He has to reiterate again and again. He has to go out on a mountain and pray and think, "It's not about what I do. It's who am I? And I am the beloved son of the Father." Same with Abraham. We see Abraham taking Isaac to sacrifice. We can think God is a cruel God. You know, gave him a son at the age of 100. It happens sometimes. At the age of, with God, everything is possible. So at the age of 100, he's getting a child. And this poor guy, Sarah and Abraham, their life is full of joy. All on a sudden, there comes next test. Take the son, chop his head off on a Mount Moriah. Wow. Text message from God. Now, what is actually? It's not about, you know, it's not about the faith of Abraham. It's not about what I can get from God. What can I, if I become a Christian, what can I get from God? For Abraham, if that was his faith, when his son taken away from him, his faith would have gone away. He would have had a crisis. I'm not believing in a God. But he knew, my faith is beyond what God gives me. My faith is a relationship. I am in being with God. He's my father, I'm his child. Whether he gives me, praise the Lord. He takes it away from me, praise the Lord. As long as I have my God. Just like Jesus. That is why St. Paul said in the second reading, if Christ is for us, who is against us? It's not about what we do, what we have that define us. It is about who we are. You know this song by Ed Sheeran? Give me love. I'm not a good singer, but... wrong note. Song goes, give me love. Mama, mama. And towards the end of the song, he gets very wild. He goes, mama, 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 mama. And I feel like he's calling his mother for some love. Give me love, give me love. Mama, 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 give me love. And you know what happens? On a Friday night, everyone goes get drunk in a nightclub, in a dark room. Everyone goes, mama, mama, give me love, give me love. Mama, give me love. We have too many places to get love. So Taylor Swift rightly sang, shake it off. You know, sometimes we wear mask. See this? You know what is this mask? What is it called? Yeah. It's a, what is the movie called? V for Vendetta. This guy is taking revenge on people. But it is it smiley face? Kind of. If it is not smiley face, I have one here. See? You know, sometimes in the church we are like this. Sometimes we have our hearts filled with all this filth. We are hurting ourselves. We are suffering from low self-esteem. We are full of anger. We are full of hatred. But we will come and wear the mask, the Christian mask. Jesus loves you. But actually, we'll be like this. We should be like this. You know, how many masks we have? I'm not as, you know, it's in my life too. You know, as a young seminarian, being the first guy to join the MGL from India, I struggle with low self-esteem a lot. Because there are so many talented, smart guys. There's one reason I think my voice is always loud, because I was always trying for attention. I struggled with low self-esteem. I struggled, how can I be good? I struggled with my color, which I cannot do much about it. It's a lifelong warranty, eh? I struggled with being short. Not much I can do that. I struggled about my accent. Oh no. And in that self-esteem, I just had to put on mask. Mostly this mask. Happy priest. But sometimes I really wanted to punch some people. Maybe some of the brothers. But I had to wear this mask. Sometimes I had this mask, but all in my heart was vengeance. V for vendetta. Isn't it true? We have so many masks in our life. And you know why? Because we are needing love.
We think it's about what I do. I can think, if I don't do a good preaching, people will not appreciate me. If I don't put up on another show, people won't appreciate me. I need to have the best looking sunglass, AP looking, hipster looking, and all these. I need to have the tattoo on my back and my friend on my, I don't know, where else, you know. Maybe on your bums. You know, I need to have the tattoo. I need to do piercing. Because I want someone to love me and look at me. Maybe I don't want to project myself. Instead of even wearing mask, I just withdraw into myself. I can withdraw into, you know, pornography. I can withdraw into self-hatred. I can close myself and say I don't have any friends. But it's like Ed Sheeran. Give me love. Give me a little time to be mama, mama. It should not be mama. It should be Abba, Father. That's what Christ came to teach us. We are not homeless, wanderers, orphans. We are not. We have a home in His heart. We are not homeless people on this world. We have a home in His heart. Father's house is the heart of Jesus. It is broken and open in love for us. 24/7. ATM. Not anytime money, anytime mercy. This is our house. The cross is our house. We are not homeless. And we are not orphans. We have a name, son and daughter. That is the being. We are beloved. We are loved. And when I realized that, my priesthood, my ministry becomes so fluent, because at the end of the day, whatever I do, it's all because of this guy. All because of this guy. There may be days I struggle, but I run to Him, say, Lord, I struggle. This is what I'm going through. I go through low self-esteem. I'm going through anger. I'm going through, you know, I don't know, discouragement. And all my Lord would say to me, Bonnie, be encouraged. Because you're my son. At the end of the day, I don't care what you do as a priest, how you perform, how many people you save. It doesn't matter. As long as you're happy with me in my house, in my heart, as my son, that's enough. Abba, Father. So my brothers and sisters, be encouraged this evening. Be encouraged that we are sons and daughters. Be encouraged we don't have to wear a mask. No mask. Be encouraged we are not orphans, but rather we are sons and daughters. And we have a place always at the foot of Christ. And that is the cause. That is the reason for transfiguration. The moment we know I am a son, I am a daughter. The moment we know I have a home, my face beams. I am loved. My steps will have dance. There will be music. You will be dancing. Why? Deep in your heart, you are loved. Deep in my heart, I have a home. Deep in my heart, I have someone who loves me. That is the cause of all transfiguration. That is the reason Jesus was so dazzlingly white. Dazzlingly white. Because He was loved. Amen.